Welcome to the Purposeful Wealth Podcast, the go-to podcast on how to bring clarity, contentment, and certainty to your financial life. Brought to you by Jonathan Gibson, founder of Wells Gibson and author of the Purposeful Wealth book. Pick up your copy of Purposeful Wealth on Amazon and please enjoy this show.
Welcome to the Purposeful Wealth Podcast and a very happy new year, a happy 2023 to all the listeners of the Purposeful Wealth Podcast. Life is taxing, and in part one of this two-part podcast, we're going to consider the very subject of tax. Benjamin Franklin once said, "But in this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." I'm sure if you're listening, you would agree, albeit there are other certainties I can think of. Not paying more tax than you need to is sensible in order to create and preserve wealth. Strategies will include utilizing allowances, exemptions, and tax planning products and solutions to legally minimize tax, in other words, income tax, capital gains tax, and of course, inheritance tax. As much as reducing tax is about wealth creation and wealth preservation, it is also about proper stewardship. In other words, you want your money to work hard and smart for you so you can live the life that's important to you, yet to ultimately transfer as much as possible to loved ones or perhaps causes and communities you care about. Tax will always play a part in the transfer of wealth, but if it's done tax efficiently, then the next generation will be able to enjoy more money. Furthermore, you will also enjoy more money during your life if you take a tax-efficient approach to the job of wealth creation and preservation. I feel it's important to explain, I don't personally believe tax is a bad thing. We have to accept our responsibility for giving something back, paying our way in society, and to ensure that goods and services are paid for. Paying tax is about integrity and is an important principle in living a fulfilled and meaningful life. There's also there's a Christian principle about paying tax. A story in the Bible in Matthew's Gospel tells of an exchange between Jesus and the Pharisees, who were Jewish and the religious leaders of Jesus' time. And one day they were trying to plot and catch Jesus out. And one day they said to Jesus, "Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus was very aware of where they were coming from and that they were trying to trap him. And he said to them, "Why do you put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a coin. And Jesus said, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "It's Caesar's." And then Jesus said to them, "Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's." And what about tax evasion versus tax avoidance? Whenever you're dealing with tax, it's very important to understand the distinction between tax evasion and tax avoidance. Tax evasion is illegal. However, legally, there are things that you can do to reduce your tax liabilities. You need to know that the strategy you are employing does not constitute tax evasion. In fact, tax evasion cases have reached a record high over the past few years, according to figures by His Majesty's Revenue and Customs, I should say. Therefore, I would advise you to be very cautious in this respect, as HMRC do take tax evasion extremely seriously. The government is always looking for ways to clamp down on anything that's a little too aggressive when it comes to evading tax. As well as being cautious, much diligence is needed, and you need to understand the risks of whatever you're doing. Over the years, I've seen many people reduce their tax liabilities following advice they have received from an accountant or financial advisor, but have lost money in the process. So there's a balance to be struck here, and new ways to avoid tax are emerging all the time. You have to be careful about what strategies you choose to implement and to make sure you're aware of the risks so you can determine whether these risks are worth taking. So what are the simple ways to reduce tax? The good news is that there are some simple ways that you could take that will reduce your tax liability. The most obvious for most people is utilizing their annual pension allowance. You receive income tax relief on personal contributions to a pension, and the funds invested grow largely free of taxes until you decide to withdraw what you have accumulated. Under current legislation, 25% of your pension pot, subject to not exceeding your lifetime allowance, is available tax-free, and any income withdrawals are taxed at your marginal rate. Pension should be viewed as a deferred salary vehicle. In other words, rather than pay tax now on 100% of your earned income, if you contribute to a pension, you pay tax on 75% of the earned income that you have contributed to a pension. Furthermore, if you enjoy higher rate tax relief on the contributions, there is the potential to limit your income withdrawals to the basic rate threshold. Pension contributions can reduce your liability to higher rate tax. And if you earn over £50,000, pension contributions bring you back under that threshold, which is particularly useful for parents who lose their child benefit once they start earning above this amount. Furthermore, if you earn over £100,000, pension contributions can be particularly useful if you want to retain your personal allowance. Utilising your annual ISA allowances won't attract tax relief on the contributions. However, if investing in a stocks and shares ISA, the funds invested grow largely free of taxes, and when you decide to withdraw what's accumulated, you are not subject to income tax or capital gains tax. If, after utilising your annual pension and ISA allowances, you still have income or capital to invest, then it's important not to overlook a general investment account, often referred to as a personal portfolio. Although you will be subject to tax on interest and dividends, you can utilise your annual capital gains tax allowance to withdraw what's accumulated. And of course, inheritance tax is one that people are often keen to avoid, and I, for one, can understand why. I mean, throughout your whole life, you pay tax on most of what you've earned in the form of income tax on national insurance. You pay income tax on pension income and state pension income. You pay VAT on most goods and services that you've purchased. You pay insurance premium tax on your car and house insurance. We pay stamp duty every time you've moved house or bought an additional property. You pay council tax to your local authority. We pay fuel duty every time you fill your car up with fuel. We pay air passenger duty whenever we fly from the UK. And every time we purchase alcohol, such as wine or champagne, there's alcohol duty. And when we sell most assets, including our business, there's capital gains tax potentially. In other words, you pay all of these taxes throughout your whole life, and when you die, there is the potential for 40% inheritance tax to be paid on a large proportion of whatever you have worked for and have accumulated in wealth. So it's not surprising that this is a tax that people are often keen to avoid. Independent tax advice from an accountant will be prudent on many occasions. However, your financial planner should explain the various allowances available to you. Allowances such as the annual £3,000 gift allowance and the other gift allowances that don't count towards the annual £3,000 allowance, gifts such as wedding gifts to your children, grandchildren, or other relatives and friends, all need to be considered. Potentially exempt transfers and chargeable lifetime transfers enable you to make gifts in excess of the annual gift allowance and are exempt from inheritance tax if you survive for a period of 7 years. If you don't survive the gift by 7 years, the value, the potentially exempt transfer or chargeable lifetime transfer becomes a chargeable consideration and is added to the value of your estate for inheritance tax. Using these transfers, potentially exempt transfers, chargeable lifetime transfers, including the various types of trust, to reduce your estate's potential liability to inheritance tax, all form part of legacy planning, which we do plan to cover as an episode of the Purposeful Wealth podcast. But when it comes to inheritance tax, many people in the UK will benefit from the nil rate band of £325,000, as well as the residence nil rate band of £175,000, which means inheritance tax of 40% is not levied on your whole estate. If, on the other hand, you receive an inheritance, perhaps on the death of a parent or grandparent, one thing to consider is whether you need this money to live the life that's important to you. If the answer is no, you could consider a deed of variation, therefore allowing you as the beneficiary named in the will to change the distribution of your parents' or grandparents' estate. This would mean reducing your share in order to give it to someone who was not a named beneficiary. Essentially, with a deed of variation, the money bypasses your estate in favour of another's estate, such as your children. Furthermore, if 10% of an estate is donated to charity, then the inheritance tax rate on some assets and the rest of the estate falls from 40% to 36%. If, however, you accepted the value or accepted the money from your parents' or grandparents' estate and then gifted it to your children or grandchildren, you would have to survive 7 years for the value of that gift to be outside of your estate for inheritance tax purposes. One of the main issues is that most people are simply not aware of their annual tax allowances and exemptions. These allowances are all perfectly legal and, when used correctly, can help you reduce your current and potential tax liabilities. But often these are things that people don't even consider until they sit down with a financial planner who can plan how best to reduce their tax liabilities. In the second part of Life is Taxing, we will look at philanthropy for higher rate taxpayers and the importance of not putting the tax cart before the investment horse. Thank you for listening to Life is Taxing.
Thank you for listening to Purposeful Wealth. Please remember to subscribe, review, and come back next week for your next instalment. You can also visit the wellsgibson.uk website for more information on bringing clarity, contentment, and certainty to your financial life.